Mackenzie, producer Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, and intern Chloe Money. So waking up this morning, we wake up real early, around 3:30. I noticed it's a winter wonderland here in Indianapolis. We got like 5 inches of snow yesterday. I don't even know how many more we got today.
I was looking on the TV. It says we have 7.5 inches, I think.
That is insane. It's just fabulous for the kiddos. We've been keeping you posted all morning long. Everybody pretty much has like a 2-hour delay. Not tons of closings. Check your local listings. The schools are really good about leaving voicemails. But we want to check on how Houston's doing because we've been talking about all this playing in the snow. And Lenny Bree is like, what? Lenny Bree.
Mackenzie.
How's it going?
It's going good. You know, okay. It's cold outside, but I'm hot.
Okay, what's cold? What's cold for you? Yeah, you are. Down in Houston, what's chilly?
Dude, it's like 40 outside right now.
And that's nippy down there.
Oh, it's freezing.
Have you ever experienced snow?
It snowed down here last year or 2 years ago, but it was literally like as soon as it hit the ground, it was melted.
Okay.
Wow, so have you ever been sledding?
Sledding.
That is what we're talking about. So producer Porkchop and Liv, yesterday they're like, we're gonna go sledding, and they were leaving. They were just like hyped to go sledding, and they didn't end up going. And what's the reason, you guys?
Well, I mean, like, sleds are like $20 and they're all sold out anyway, so now they raise the prices. So the ones that were available are like $40.
Supply and demand.
And me and Porkchop don't want to spend more than like $2 because, you know, Christmas is next week and we're running low. So we wanted to wait, you know, to maybe get another paycheck before we go sledding. And also, we don't know where to sled either because neither one of us are from here.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm opening up the phone lines. 833-563-2539. We need the best places to go sled here in Indianapolis, our surrounding area. Also, what other things can they use? I wanted to suggest you guys to go to like a pool supply place and get inner tubes.
Oh, ooh. Like a river tube maybe?
Yes.
Like
that. Those could be on sale right now. So Lenny, for you who don't know, there's a lot of snow on the ground, you find a big hill, you find a slippery object to sit on, normally plastic, and you ride down the hill on that plastic item, and it is so much fun.
And you
it
go
is.
Really fast. It's like an adrenaline rush.
Yes.
But you don't like a water slide.
Yes. You don't want to do it if there's like a building you could crash into or if there's
trees.
Like a street. You got to be smart about it. That's why we're looking for the best spots. I like to go in neighborhoods typically. I guess you're probably not supposed to, but that have good hills because there's like tons of good packing snow.
I feel like if me and Porkchop went to neighborhoods, we would be clearly spotted that we don't live there and we're not from there. And they might get creeped out at two grown adults just sledding with all of these children.
Yeah, but that is pretty
creepy. I will say there's this really, really big hill in this cemetery in Indy.
That is creepy AF, Liv.
I know. I don't think we could do it because I think, one, we might run into, like, headstones. And also, I just feel like it would be really disrespectful. But it's, like, the best hill I've actually went there to take photos before because, like, the backdrop is so pretty.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we don't recommend sledding in graveyards.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Interesting, though. You never, like, really think about that.
So I have a trivia question for Lenny, who's never seen a sled. True or false? Sleds do have brakes on them. True or false?
Brakes?
Yeah, brakes.
So that you could stop on the hill?
Correct. True or false?
True.
Oh, okay. Smart. Yeah, they do. They come with like little...
Wait, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I don't think that's all sleds.
That's not all sleds.
Well, yeah, like little... You've never... The sleds,
oh, like the old
and,
school
and they have little
from, like,
steering wheels.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Like wooden sleds?
I've never had a sled that had a brake.
Are you... Brakes or steering wheels? You steer with your feet. Yeah, where you put your feet in the front.
I don't steer with my feet. I just duck if I head into something.
Duck.
Like George of the Jungle style. Watch out for that tree.
I think we have some suggestions on where you two should go other than like possibly a graveyard.
Natalie, good morning. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Hey, Natalie.
I was just listening to you guys and I work at Menards in Avon. And I was just thinking, like, we have some sleds still that I saw, like, yesterday.
Okay.
And they're only, like, $5.
Ah!
Not, like, 20.
Okay.
But that's going to, me and Liv live on the east side or in the, like,
hey,
broader.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
That's so, no. I was just going to say the money we spend, don't spend, we'll spend in gas.
I know.
Drive your little booties over there. They're not going to last. They're probably not even still there.
Yeah, I know. That's a great idea. I bet you we could get them for like a dollar in Houston.
I felt so bad because Chops literally just asked me for a quarter to go get breakfast. I felt bad.
It's just because I don't have a quarter.
I've got some pretty big cookie sheets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my butt could definitely fit on that. I don't know about yours, poor child.